always to the purpose, to the reverence, that you so immensely deserve. We envy your word for the reverence. We are fully conscious of our human limitations, the limitations of our human minds, to receive and to deliver, and to receive the depths of the wisdom of this word. And why we come to ask you to help us. Firstly, anoint me afresh, that I would speak indeed as I should have all of God. So that we put the same unction and anointing upon the key of our hearts, of all who will hear us. For if you will hear this, it will be any remotely or totally. But this word will have three calls from you who we need to speak to. Grant internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own. Let our will to become more humble, our life more enlightened with revelation knowledge, and our emotions more controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I pray that I speak the power of the Spirit of God, the relief in more than sufficient people. So follow these words wherever they are released and heard in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will build works, power that will free men to become doers of the same scripture they hear and are hearing from. Further pray for mercy to be faithful in the delivery of the word, that I may give it with consistency, that I may redeem the power and speak only what you want me to say. Bring out of the treasure of your word, this word. Was been ruled as a scribe and prophet unto the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And all of the agreement in that prayer, we see the blessing of their individual personal life. Amen. Still speaking Sunday, they've been my wife's best victory because of the special presence of God. And you know why? God is the because we have exalted and praised Him, in particular the Lord Jesus Christ, and the great work that He did for us in His death, burial, and resurrection. It is one thing to see, it is a completely different thing to see with understanding. And I really thank God. I thank God for the choir, I thank God for the prayer, I thank God allow for children and all those who have ministered this morning. And Sarah, little Sarah, praise the Lord. Thank you, darling. Little girls, thank God the anointing from my mother, praise the Lord. Amen. For the anointing come from the head. Glory to God. Amen. We sing from the heart. Sing with peace and sing with understanding. When you do that, the Bible says God inhabits the praise of His people. All by the grace of God, particularly in the last year, so we've been stronger and stronger unction in all our services. But today it's gone up a notch. It's gone up a notch. We can even feel it. Then I shall face this death. As I speak, my two palms are burning. Now, that happens, you know, but it doesn't happen every day. It tells me there's a powerful presence of God. Hallelujah. Mommy's making a prophetic declaration. Amen. Come to church next week. You're probably hearing more about the Feast of Esther. But today is Easter Sunday. Amen. I'm not going to go into I have a simple Easter message for us today. I'm aware it's a public holiday, everyone wants to go with their families, so we're going to make it short and precise. I believe, like I said during the worship, but we were rounding up, God has forced, the word forced, is not in a negative kind of sense, it just means He has movement into for all men to recognize the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all the earth will stop down. You can't go to any bank. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to any office. The whole earth, all who believe in Christ and all is irrelevant. You're forced to baptize, you're forced, not in a terrorist kind of way, but, you know, to recognize the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason is not far from sin. I've written some things down here that the Lord gave me as I was preparing. The resurrection is the heartbeat of Christianity. Everybody say, I didn't hear you. The resurrection is the last heartbeat of Christianity. Say, it is the hope of Christianity. It's the victory of Christianity. And what makes Christianity unique? The very evil. What if you remove resurrection from Christianity? Reason. That's why Christianity is unique. Uniqueness is Christianity is the only religion, if I'm not calling a religion, but for the sake of name, you know, that includes the fact of the resurrection. We're talking about the leader of the faith who died and came back. Nobody else. Give them all the clap for him. Nobody else. Last scripture, I don't know if Pastor Fuller comes from the whole reading earlier today. Jesus, the Bible says, is appealed to them as he preached me. Put your hand in my side. Look at my hands. The Spirit has not come from the Lord and from the Son. He took a piece of meat and a whole coat and he ate it because of them. Well, the chief came in the book. None of the leaders did that. Nobody died and came back. Only Jesus. That's what makes it unique. Our understanding of the resurrection is not a philosophy. It's not a human idea. It is a fact. And that is why I thank God for the way the scriptures were written. As if God would have it, I never had a teaching on my Bible study. I just finished it about a week or so ago. You know, on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know, the way the scripture got allowed to be written by a man with a fine legal mind, the Apostle Paul, and also by Luke, and some of the other gospel writers, you cannot deny it. John writing, you know, he was selling the cross, he said that the Roman centurion, he took the spear and he pierced his side, and out came water. And blood. He said, and I bear witness. When he was raised from the dead, that very wound, that place where the spear had pierced his heart, you know, he said, it is see, touch my side. Look at my hands. Hallelujah. Resurrection is in fact. And then God forces and gives us. All the world to recognize that fact, and that is what we celebrate today. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. I'm going to read that scripture together. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. Stay in King James, as I tell you. Otherwise, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. That's the heart of the matter. That gives you the new transfer version. It says in the modern English,
in Christ.
I didn't hear you.
Has not been raised. All things took. You are still in your sins.
That is different to the sense of all the religions. No religion. Religion tells you the right thing to do, but they don't give you the power to do it.
That's why we have some commonality with them. You know, that's why we don't condemn other people. Amen.
Religion will tell you don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't tell lies. You know, don't do this, don't do that. It's like love your neighbor as yourself. But we all know. It's easier said. Christianity, on the other hand, says, don't steal, and then I give you the power. Not. And then that power comes from the resurrection. That is why I said that
if Christ is not raised, you are stealing your sin, because the thing that gives you the power
to overcome sin is not resurrection.
It's a very tough bit to come of Christianity. The resurrection. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will give power. It pours everything we can in eternity. In the engine room, if you like. When you move it, you don't have to say anything. You have religion. And that's a sad thing. So many nominal, you know, professing Christians, let me say that. You know, talk the talk, but their hearts are not connected with the reality of the resurrection. So the power of the resurrection is not manifest in and through them. When it's done, then you just go through a series of human rituals. Or Paul, you know, calls God's word and carnal ordinances imposed upon them until the time of Reformation. Okay, then you do it. You can come to church, you can have communion, you can sit down, you can sing from the hymn book, you can stand up, you can sweep the floor, you can do everything, wear fine choir dress, praise the Lord, and that kind of thing. You see, but all of that is the power of the resurrection is not believe. It goes back to religion. Whenever the church disconnects from the revelation and the experience of the power of the resurrection, it will be brought back to religion. Now, what Easter is all about, but celebrating the reality of that resurrection. It is the resurrection power of Christ that powers the new birth, it powers the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it powers healing, it powers prosperity, and it will power your resurrection, and it will power your eternal reigning in the kingdom of God. Everything comes from the resurrection. The power that was wrought in Jesus when he was raised from the dead, the power that will get you born again. Then he will get you through the Holy Ghost. Then he will get you to be healed. Then he will get you to be prosperous. Then he will get you to get into perfection. Then he will keep you and keep you and keep you. It is that same power that is going to be wrought on the day when you two are raised from the dead. And you can get the resurrected body. Everything finds its root and its source, as in our Christian sayings, in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. Let me get ahead of myself. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It's beautiful scripture. First, excellence. Let me be the God who to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by going to church. By any denomination. By God's judgment. Can you see the original? What got you born again? People, this is a New York version. First of all, he's back from the beginning of the Bible. Please be to God. I was all alone. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection. How are you born again? That is why you could not believe. Truly believe in your heart that Jesus is of grace, you are not born again. Stand by God, sir, with the heart you believe in, and with the mouth of Jesus, it will be to your business. For if you don't have believed in that heart, the Jesus said, and he was raised from the dead. No resurrection, no salvation. It's not impossible. That was why Paul was angry with them, and he says, you know, you know, I believe communication. And of course, it's very important, but communication is more important. If you are eloquent, you don't communicate with the people of what Jesus is. So you should be eloquent and communicate. So that's why I do all of this calling and agreeing with you. Praise the Lord, because I'm talking to you, I only want in America. We're not talking of a different one. We're trying to connect with the local, you know, what people can relate to locally.
You know what Paul says?
This one is so important. Jesus was raised from the dead about approximately 2,000 years ago. You were not there. You were not there. How do you know it is not true? It's a very important question. How do you? Do I know for a certainty that the resurrection is a certainty? How can I, as an individual, come to know the reality of the resurrection? The answer to this question is a rhetorical question for all of us. We've got the experience of a man who was not very physically. The 12 apostles had, I think, like 70 and some of the people who were around that, you know, around that time, all through their lives. They had a unique experience in that they were eyewitnesses. They were eyewitnesses. They were with him, you know, and what we call the thought of the Thursday night. I don't know if you call it Baptist Day, Christmas. You know, when they arrested him, they were with him on Good Friday,
You don't want to arrest it in the morning because God's going to find it, find it, and you can't hear it, hear it, and they're all moving all over the whole place. They saw them beating, they saw them strip his back, you know, they saw them put a crown of thorns on his head, they saw them put the cross on him and then give it to Simon of Cyrene because that one was black. You know, put the cross on him, come on, get everything! You know, and took him, and you know, and they took him, you know, around Jerusalem, on to that place called Calvary. They didn't see the cross. Falling afar of the cross. But they were there. And then his mommy, you know, Mary, you know, the mother of God, you know, the holy mother, and his Mary Magdalene, the cross of the they saw the room, made him to the cross. They said he's going to be from the tree, going to be the blood of Superman, and the God of God. Finally, the Bible says, he gave up the ghost. He said, if he's sick, like, oh my God, why are you forsaking me? They were eyewitnesses. That's why they wrote it for us. That's why we have to call those things. They were eyewitnesses, you know, and they were there on what we call Sunday, Easter Sunday. So, early in the morning, we remember the way that they didn't see anybody inside the tomb. They spoke to the angels, you know, the Red Grandson, the young guys, Peter and John come back, they're running. John sees, believes, Peter comes back, wonders, sees. You have, you know, there's many ways you can respond to the supernatural. You can respond with faith, you can respond with wondering. But the wondering won't save you. So, Paul, they walk back. By the time they get back, Mary stays where she is. She sees Jesus, even when around her to touch him. Paul goes on to heaven, you know, to perform the ceremony of the atonement of our Savior, the religion, it's not atonement, the New Testament, of our sin, sprinkling his blood around on the rest of the heaven. What most of them are going to copy? Because there is a real in heaven. And so they said, what? And you will take care of your present sins, your past sins, and your future sins. This is what I'm going to call you. That's why this is the whole purpose of the Bible to give you understanding. If you work the Spirit, how do you like doing? But the blood is what is your purpose to the power that will enable right doing. Without the blood, you have no access to the resurrection power. And you continue to roam around in circles and religion. I mean, you have the Lord Jesus, you know, having his grace from the dead, come back to them. It's they saw me and they had a unique experience. It's easy for them, you know. Although even some people who are there didn't believe, can you believe? But anyway, you know, but you say, no, this thing is true. And we need to talk about this man because Paul is the person who's in the world. You see, what Paul experienced, any of us can experience. You know what? Paul was not there. Paul was saying he didn't never make sense of something. He didn't know it. He was a different ground and all those things. You know? But Paul walked with a greater conviction. He's one of the enemies. And the people who were dead disappeared. When Paul began to explain, he knew that he was better than the people who were dead. You know why? Because we have two unique things, and you and I can have this new one revelation, and then it gets serious. It is a hanging moment, and the power of his revelation. Paul can tell you, it's a revelation, but then he experiences the power to sustain his beliefs. So, what's the question of? Talk. And that's why I want to say the scripture. Thank you for capturing this, even though it's not one of the ones I wanted to use, but it's a very good one. But every read this very good. He says,
pray the coming purpose. He said, I may know him, but I may progressively.
Everyone say progressively.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
See, I walk in God's progressive walk.
That I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonder of his person more strongly and more clearly. That I may, in that same way, come to know the power of glory from his resurrection. I mean, the resurrection is the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. The resurrection happened 2,000 years ago, but it's not talking about today. And then the power coming out of Christ, any human being that connects.
The Bible says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
Once you become grafted into Christ, and when the resurrection comes into you, then you will know.
This man X will not know, this man Y will not know, but you will know. Even though you are not. Because there is a power that the resurrection exerts over beings.
That is exhausting. I mean, trying to face
sufferings of God, which is one, you know, it is like this. But the point I want to zero in on here is that there is a power that outgrows from the resurrection.
And it exerts an influence to believe over beings. Which will have that. No Cupid, no
Cupid. I don't believe in the Bible, not because Paul says so, or Peter says so, I'm very important, that's my son of the commitment.
But I'm not sure what Paul and Peter said, I'm content.
So I know it's very different from a person who is, you know, doing the housing.
So I'm going to get back to Paul, that's what I really want to say.
But still, nevertheless,
how do I know that I can know in 2015 the reality of a resurrection that took place in 1780? 2 hours?
No, it will
take me. The power that was not 2,000 years ago took me to the end. This is what I'm talking about. Paul is a need. Paul, he understands for us. He says, always caring about in the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of the Lord of Jesus might be made what?
Very interesting. The truth is never really something there. call of nature. I was thinking about it today. I preached this letter a few weeks ago. You know, Jesus calls himself the resurrection before he was resurrected. I think I was wrong, too.
When Mary hears him, can you believe it?
He said, the trouble will be with you. He said, I know now. And he's in Daniel. I know that you'll be raised again on the third day. You are the last day.
What? That's what Jesus is talking about. He said, trouble. Cheer.
The same amount of Jesus. What did he tell Moses at the bush? Tell him I'm going to change you.
That's the same idea. Hallelujah. Not the last piece. I have anything you want me to do.
I am here. I am prosperous. I am new God. I am.
Whatever you need, I am.
Do not have my problem.
You want to see
the resurrection, you can see the sign is yours.
You know, say, you know, let me paraphrase it to you in our language. Say, Mary, my mother,
a little more personal, can you come to the resurrection?
No. The resurrection. He believed in me, so he went to me.
Let me ask you a question that you were vibrating during the cooling of the time. Yes. Of course, she did it. She was. And she was a student to his presence. So, what did you do?
Thank you.
She's coming to me. Follow me then. Thank you, sir.
God,
if I was in the homeless, God done with all these of you to see him.
It was done of what?
Only a man who knows what he's talking about.
They're running away and stole.
It's a reminder of what's coming. If you say the whole thing again, you say the rest of that, you don't know what I said. Did I not see? And he does not believe. He received the glory of God. Is it not in church that it was the glory of God and the wisdom straight from the heaven?
So what he was saying in code was that if you believe, you receive the glory of God living upon you.
And then he said, it is the God of Israel. He said, look at us, and the Bible tells us, one of the greatest difference in the New Testament is that when he and the Lord came to God. You know what the most taken? He demonstrated the resurrection before we experienced the resurrection. He tasted of the powers of the incarnation. The core of man.
The number of us so complete. He fired the resurrection. But he tasted of the resurrection before he resurrected. And I got news for you. You can taste of the resurrection before God resurrected. You have to wait until your resurrection for you to come out of resurrection.
Let's go back to Metropolitan for a little bit. That's what Paul was talking about. Yes, he is living in that room.
For we who live, constantly experiencing being handed over to death to Jesus Christ.
not only see this table, Jesus said, good, you know, if you are going to suffer, suffer in the right direction. Then you can suffer, suffer. Not going to do something and smiling and just suffer for nothing. Suffer for Jesus. Suffer in the right direction. It's not going to happen around the time. It's going to happen in our nature. It's not going to happen around the time. I can talk to this man. This is my physical mortal body now. I can experience this resurrection. I need a false evidence of it. You can see me in the market of terrorists. You can cook a room on that. What are you saying? And speaking in tongues and laying on the hands. Where did you get it from? You see, this is right. This is evidence. Lucas for orally command is evidence of resurrection. How can you see the language of the Lord? It's the first of the fruit. That's how I call it the honest. So,
he said, well, hold on to breakfast. She said, why are you not such a friend? I said, come on, please. I said, my worst friend.
He said, where in the world did you learn that thing? I walked. How the thought of you was. He said, you were speaking of me. He told Hebrew, and I knew some of it. We're talking about angels. The head of Jesus. Jesus said, where did you learn all that from? Although it's not in there, in the world, but. And from that day forth, he kept. Praise the Lord. Evidence. It was a manifest work in your lives. I don't believe in the resurrection. Another thing. Jesus experienced resurrection power before he was resurrected. You can experience the virtual power before you are resurrected. Let me correct that. You must experience. I don't know. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
So the truth you know as an individual. You know as an individual. I am not exaggerating and I don't lie. I'm not all this. I renounced it. You know, when I was a young Christian and a young minister, I have not been involved in the unities of the honesty, and I don't work in practice, and I don't know the word of God to speak to you. I was not just talking, as I am talking now, is as if somebody put a coat of fire on my fingers. I don't know what it happens, because I've over the years, but when I say, and I get to a particular one, it's a mountain. It's a mountain. If he goes to the bottom level, goes down to the bush. He can just say, Thomas is so small, you can't get down and hear. They don't hear. It's not simple. It does. It does. It brings a ritual power. Look at this in the water. Hallelujah. It's people here this morning. So that's what happened for my parents when I was coming to church at the same school. And all these people started seeing him and everything, he was at all. The voltage that we got going, everybody shook. Now, my wife picked it. My wife said, the presence of God, yes.
Now, that's how you can move. You touch where God is. And the world can be saved. People who came to a change world, they are spoken as if it was. Perhaps, in one of the races, he said this. He said, it was because God walked in our members. This is a little bit strange. He doesn't know all of our Sianese.
How is it?
Including this is something that I love God in Christ, privilege. I love these rights too, I love all of them. So you go good company, amen.
Now,
two of you guys, I've already said it, but I'm not going to, I mean, I'm going to give it to you.
I haven't read this for some time.
I read this very well, this morning when I was praying and preparing. You know, it was amazing, you know, by revelation and by experience. That's how you get the whole thing. And the revelation and the truth. Now, let's go to Ephesians 2:1. I'm going to close with this scripture. And I want to look at verses 17 to 23.
I don't even want to read it when it says it in church, but this time, I want to read it from two sources. I want to first of all read it in the New Testament version. I want to read it in the Amplified version. Because there's no excuse, there's no excuse to come out
you know, when we read it, you know, when we see these different passages.
I keep asking.
Don't you read? They say, prayer for revelation is going to one for ever, one for all people. You are going to keep praying to each one. We learned that from my neighbor.
He stumbled upon this.
The word is stumbled, not very accurate.
He was actually unconsciously.
He God knew he was going to use him as an arrowhead for a whole generation that was coming. The year was 1943, 44 during the war years.
He just used this technology
to play the plan of that in the old, in each other that way. It is the same thing.
So you get a more open people.
You get that person more open people. God gave me my thinking. The spirit of people are related to knowledge of you.
And
God
gave me this testimony.
He will give in the morning, he will give them because he will be dead next.
That's how we do scripture.
He took a good day in the morning, he will give in the afternoon, he will give that man.
He will give in the morning, he will give in the afternoon, he will give that man.
He will give in the morning, he will give in the afternoon, he will give that man. He will give in the morning, he will give in the afternoon,
he will give that man. He did it consistently for 6 months.
Yeah, this was, we began to get so much revelation that we wonder what would be teaching for the past 14 years.
This is his story.
And then you wonder why he didn't even go around calling out the miracle.
And this man was having a miracle,
he was having a word of wisdom, he was having a word of God, there were demons in his church, yet he didn't know revelation.
Oh, it's really not that to do.
You can be careful of the spirit, but not a mark of spirituality.
You know what God can do, you see how the work can continue.
Let me tell you something, folks. God can use the donkey. If you use the donkey, thank God it can use you.
But most, God forgive you, but it is the truth.
Many, many people God uses, even in the donkeys. The anointing comes, God will talk to them, the anointing lives before donkey and after donkey.
Not in churches.
That's why you not measure spirituality by the gifts.
You measure spirituality by the fruit.
And people important thoughts in that place. Very important. We need them.
We need the weapon and the gift. That's not me that anything going on inside. The fingers of the donkey be one.
You don't need to get the head of a donkey. Stop on.
So what you need to do is really change his nature. When you change his character, the gifts of the Spirit will not change his character. That is why so many men who have the gifts of the Spirit can't.
I mean, it's a break of the voice.
I keep asking, look at him, I keep asking, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
I will simplify that, because I will go to you. And I'm going to be made,
so that you may know him better. How does God know God better?
Do you not be in the person who will go to the
you are there, I'm not larger than you. You know, where are you? You are like, you are not in Jerusalem, you are not there in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. And then they said, we are more superior to you.
There was a big political problem in the church.
It was a big one. They thought they looked down on Paul.
And I said, you know what, I'm saying, Pastor Spirit, you know, he follows us all.
You know, who does he think he is?
You know,
I'm talking. You know,
it is, I do not less than the best of the apostles.
You try to humble yourself.
You tell God, this is something that commanded me.
He said, I'm not telling you that the Lord is going
to help what they want to
do. He said, I met with Peter and James and John.
You know,
I went to Jerusalem to go and see them.
You know, it causes a great blessing to me.
But what are they supposed to have? That the gospel of the Gentiles was commanded, was committed unto me, and that of the Jews was committed to Peter. So they gave me the right hand of Jesus. But then Paul being talking everybody's matter.
Because what happened?
My wife is on our road many years ago, the Jesus for us.
tiro não existe. Isso é tudo o que nós temos que fazer. Se você não fizer, você vai fazer uma coisa boa para o mundo. Mas se
você fizer, você vai fazer uma coisa boa para o mundo. Você vai fazer uma coisa boa para o mundo. Você vai fazer uma coisa boa para o mundo. But we understood the spirit and the essence of what happened. And we communicated them to him. This is in Revelation 2. We got the book of Corinthians 15. And then he said, "Come on, let's go to the ministry. Come 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 on, let's preach. I preach not after man. So let's go to the ministry.
But by revelation of Jesus Christ."
And why Jesus is a pattern for us, but Paul is a pattern for us.
You are living 2,000 years into the past, but you can get the same revelation Paul does and speak to the same things.
This is the verse, verse 18. Pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
Is that you that is very well known?
The next verse. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That is like the working of his mighty strength.
Because at the glory of God,
which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
Next verse. Glory to God. I don't know if it's fine. In the world to come. letters.
God and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for himself.
You know, this is very far above the table.
So, God, he owns him and God lower so that he can connect to us. Then he gave us back to where he used to be. He did it for us. So, that authority is not the owner's. It's for you. He did it for the church. So, when you now have that's why when we're seeing an element of this, how many of you are so deeply in the church? You are the king with the authority behind the name. You are the king of the by the name. You are welcome at his home that is. You are greater than the wisdom of the church. I pray that you are better than one in our community of your wisdom to his church. So the one who destroys. But I was wrong to meet him. What I gave you the chance against the wisdom. So there is no weapon the research are wrong that can bring back against you. Your weapon is somebody who will stop that. That's not religious rhetoric. It's fact. But it's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. He created the wisdom to destroy. He made you. That's the devil. He is going to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We are the person who created the destroy. He wanted to protect him. So, any weapon that he became, put by this way. Is that possible? Come to work. The person that made the victory is the one that is inside me. It's come on away. So how can the weapon of the destroyer penetrate the armor of the maker of the destroyer?
The result.
I raised them on Wednesday. I thought, this food is going to digest in my own body. It's going to digest in my own. So, I cannot eat food and digest it in your body.
And I'm buying food for you. I'm going to cook it. I can even mean that I'm beside you. But you don't open your mouth. You put it inside. And eat the food. You will not get the nutritional benefit of that food in your body. School preparation. And you can eat it until my eyes do. Is this similar? As I preach now, my brain out. And you hit me in every bit of fear. You don't even check. Probably you do well in church. But you don't continue on to go. If you want your benefits, couple with the one you have this in your past and all that, then you put them together and think for them you know. Then you won't be called Pastor Libby Tinsman. Then you'll be because even Paul is also. But what do you know? Talk on Paul. This is
I'm
just
going to give you one part. I'm not helping anybody here today. Go back.
Verse 18. This is wonderful.
While we pray to God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not going to jump, don't follow me. He may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Into what? Mysteries and secrets. Who will want that? You will pray this already. How much you doing it? Into the deep. In the deep. And infinite knowledge of your influence.
My wife loves this particular essay. And it is so good.
By having the grace of your heart washed blood dead with life. It reminds me of blood light.
Jesus and God. Very bright.
Look, there's nothing there's not. You know some of us, we do all kinds of things in our life, isn't it? You know, we already can do.
You know, because there is no lamp.
It's our light.
But the holy thing lamp and the candle is different from the candle. All of them are different from Jesus. So the fact is that he calls us to see everything to me in his sleep. The guy who has holy thing lamp is the one who has many Christians. By using candy and by the king.
Oh, he told them, oh, he gave what I did is the devil, I don't want God
else. Ignorance.
My people can't do it.
For a lack of knowledge.
Because the holy king is there.
I don't hear you.
I don't understand. Go up.
Jesus told you.
I'm so rich. Oh, look, I have to take this. In his his
glorious inheritance in the sea. How rich is that inheritance? We send it to you. It is above all that. There is no way to reach it out there.
No
covenant.
This generation is good to.
There is still a bunch of people who will get that inheritance. prayer, I'm talking about money. You haven't seen money yet. You haven't seen that. Oh, all the world is changing. 2 billion, 5 billion, 20 billion, 100 billion is changing. Did they get my prophesy? The word of the truth is only between the trillions and the billions. Don't know, trillion is 10 to power 12. Billion is 10 to power 9. 10 to power 9 is 1,000 million. 10 to power 12 is 1,000,000,000. And if I go to 10 to power 15, and 10 to power 20, it's 2,000. That's what we now learn to do. Not the top bank in the world will have the money. You see, they all came from all the earth to hear the word of the Spirit. And the reason that's true. Another message for another day. Next verse, I don't want to stop preaching.
Somebody can know. I don't understand. What is the immeasurable? Somebody can do it. And unlimited, and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us, who believe as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength.
Next verse. Glory to God.
We is a judgment in Christ when we rise
from the dead and sit at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Next verse.
Above all,
rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named and above every title. Stop wasting your time looking for people. Come and get the one that God gives. It's better than anyone that can be confirmed. Not only in this age. But in the age of but in the world which is put us in measures. And I have put all things under his feet. And I have appointed thee the universal and supreme head of the truth. In victory, exercise throughout the church of Israel. Which is this? The fullness of him who is all things for in what body meets the full nature of him who makes everything complete and who is everything everywhere with his soul.
Glory to God, the Lord of our
friends. Talk to God. In the story. Tell me what we do, God. What we do is Jesus. What we do to look at. What we do to be rose in the Jesus.
The resurrection of the very Jesus. Are you meant to be indeed a revelation? To cure the wilderness of it and experience of it in your own water of this.
The love of your pussy that will no longer be turned around by the throne of God, you need your God. You don't come and tell me now that Jesus is all wrong. Or you don't come and start telling me that the Bible is God's me. Or you don't come and tell me I'm going to have a fun story about one reason or another. I don't laugh in your face. You know what? I know. I know by revelation, and I know by experience.
I can face the Lord. I'm
So Lord, today as we celebrate Easter, I want to key in to that resurrection power to help me in this area of that area. God, let me demonstrate to you. You want to learn the area, but in the 1% area of love, you want resurrection to the 2% of the peace. See, your concerns are not a blessing, it's not a religion, it's not a creed. Call me. And pray after me. Say, Father, I confess our sins and so clean with the blood. And so clean with the blood. And so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have not. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. And as comes to me today, remind me to make it clear to me the reality of your resurrection, life, and power, and the force that will make available to me everything I need. Father, you know what I need you in my heart, and I release now through my mouth. By faith in your word, by your mercy, and by your grace, sufficient resurrection power. And even without victory, I need peace. Come, I receive a miracle by the resurrection of the power now in Jesus' name. Nicholas to be in Jesus. Nicholas to be in Jesus. And if this man is not in the world, but the whole beginning of the world, he manifests. Nicholas to be in Jesus. Nicholas to be in Jesus. In Jesus' name.